Charles Cobbs figured it out back in the early 2000s.
I'm embarrassed to say that it was kind of a hunch.
Cobbs heads the Ivy Center at Seattle's Swedish Medical Center. He found the most common kind of brain cancer, called glioblastoma, appears to be connected to a virus that infects the vast majority of us. It's harmless to most people, but for some, it seems to promote tumor growth. So a team in Sweden tried giving cancer patients a drug called Valcyte that attacks the virus. The results were pretty dramatic.
Well, there's nothing else that has ever come close to that level of success that I'm aware of.
Of people who got the drug, more than 60% were alive 2 years after diagnosis, three times better than those who got the standard treatment. Rates were even higher for those who got the drug for longer.
So it's a quantum leap difference compared to anything that has come before. And of course, that draws immediately a lot of skepticism from the people who've been around for a long time.
And experts say skepticism is warranted here. The study is imperfect. It started out looking for one thing and had to sort of switch course later in the game. That plus the small sample size make these results less reliable. Still, Cobb says it's encouraging. He hopes to coordinate a large study out of Seattle to confirm the findings. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.